Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of Sports History Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we are here to talk about our sports break for August 13th and all the great sporting events that happened on that date through history, along with the great players that did it. We're going to call out their jersey numbers just for some extra recognition. And some of those jersey numbers we'll talk about today are 5, 15, 31, 29, 19, 21, 22, and 20, 24, 48, 16, 14, 34, and number 23. August 13th, 1906, Chicago Cubs pitcher Jack Taylor ends a string of completing 202 MLB games, 187 complete and 15 in relief, against the Brooklyn Superbas in the third inning of an 11-3 win at Washington Park in New York City. Can you imagine that? 202 complete games in a row. Amazing. August 13th, 1908, future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Cy Young's career is celebrated with a special day in his name in Boston. He pitches briefly for the Red Sox against an all-star team just to celebrate. August 13th, 1917, Milt Stock with two, Fred Luders with two, and Possum Witted, love that name, of the Philadelphia Phillies steal five bases in an inning in a 3-0 win against the Boston Braves at Braves Field. August 13th, 1931, Cincinnati Reds second baseman Tony Cosanello, number 5, goes 6-for-6 at the batter's box in a 17-3 rout of Boston at Braves Field. August 13th, 1932, Yankees hurler number 15, Red Ruffing, becomes the first MLB pitcher since 1906 to hit an extra inning, game-winning home run in New York's 1-0 win over the Senators in Washington, D.C. August 13th, 1948, Satchel Paige, who wore both number 31 and 29 in the 48 season, at the age of 42, pitched his first complete MLB game. August 13th, 1962, Bert Campanaris, then of the Daytona Beach squad of the FSL, pitched ambidextrously, yeah, with both hands in one game. Bert ended up wearing the number 19 in 1964 when he made the MLB in the big leagues with the Kansas City Athletics. That's pretty talented to be able to pitch both hands in a single baseball game. August 13th, 1963, Warren Spahn, number 21 of the Milwaukee Braves, set a left-handed pitching strike out mark at 2,382. August 13th, 1963, Dave DeBusschere, number 22 of the Chicago White Sox, pitched a shutout against the Cleveland Indians. Now, if that name, Dave DeBusschere, sounds familiar, in his bio we see that despite two seasons in the MLB, he also won two NBA championships with the New York Knicks in 1970 and 1973, and in 1996 was named as one of the top 50 players in NBA history. Needless to say, he also wore number 2 on a handful of teams in the professional hardcourt circuit. Now, August 13, 1969, Baltimore Oriole Jim Palmer, number 22, no-hit the Oakland A's in an 8-0 rout for the Orioles. August 13th, 1979, MLB's St. Louis Cardinals' Lou Brock, number 20, became the 14th MLB player in history to reach the 3,000-hit milestone mark. August 13th, 1993, the Toronto Blue Jays' Ricky Henderson paid teammate Turner Ward $25,000 to wear his number 24 jersey so that Henderson could wear his recognizable digits there in Canada. Henderson was first assigned to number 14 with the Jays until he made the deal with Turner. As for Ward, he went on to wear the number 16 for the balance of that season after his cool $25,000 payday. August 13th, 2006, Cleveland Indians first baseman Travis Hafner, number 48, tied Don Mattingly's number 23 of the New York Yankees MLB mark of 6 grand slams in a single season when he homered off Kansas City's Luke Hudson, who wore number 34 that day. And there is our baseball history for this sports break. It's all baseball in this one. And, you know, just some exciting history you can look at every single day here in our sports breaks. Just want to bring those little touches of the magic that happened on those days of the calendar year. You can find us every day here, Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast, and on jerseydispatch.com is the transcripts. If you want some football news, we'll be covering that every day too. Football history every day, pigskindispatch.com. And we are part of a bigger network, the sportshistorynetwork.com, where there are 27 podcasters just podcasting their little hearts out there to bring you some great sports history and make family fun enjoyment you can listen to anytime. And it's always good because it's history. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.